When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is a true story from when I was 18 years old. It still creeps me out just thinking about it. It all started when I was heading home from my friend Jason's house. It was about 3 a.m. in the morning, so it was pretty dark outside. I was walking towards a bus stop to catch the blue night bus that ran during after hours. My friend didn't really reside within a suburban area. He was more or less closer to the downtown region. That meant there were a lot of random weirdos strolling around the streets, which definitely made me a little uncomfortable, to say the least.
You're uncomfortable. I have to sleep out here.
I decided to wait inside the glass shelter of a nearby bus stop, as I regretted my decision to take the bus this late at night, as opposed to just calling an Uber. I couldn't help but notice the dozens of flyers stuck up on the glass of the shelter. They were scattered everywhere, all varying from different things like job postings, rooms for rent, that kind of thing. There was this one flyer that really caught my attention. It was a picture of an older gentleman doing a peace gesture with his left hand. The title of the posting was called, "Easy $300 in One Day, Call Me." I decided to read further into the flyer, as the thought of making an easy $300 in one day seemed like a bargain one couldn't refuse. The flyer had a description which read, "If you are looking to make a quick $300, then you've come to the right place. This job entails the assistance of cleaning slash chores for a period of 12 hours. Call my cell phone and the details provided below if you're interested. Regards, Philippe." I was a part-time college student, so any extra money would have definitely been beneficial to me. I decided to take a plunge at the opportunity, so I took a picture of the flyer as I see a night bus arriving towards my stop. As I boarded the bus, I refrained from calling the job posting as I didn't want to wake the employer up, so I ultimately decided to text the number instead. My text read, "Hello, please contact this number as I am interested in the job presented in your flyer." About 10 seconds later, after sending the text, I get a call from an unknown number. I assume it was the guy in the job posting, so I answer it. "Hello?" A man answered back, "Hey, you interested in the job? Is this Philippe from the $300 a day posting?" "Yes, yes it is. What's your name, kid?"
I'm John, sir. How are you?"
He completely disregards my question and says, "You mind coming over right now, kid?"
Sir, it's kinda late for that. Can we do tomorrow?"
"Kid, listen. I know it's very late at night, but both my wife and grandma are sick, so I could use a helping hand as soon as possible."
I felt really uncomfortable knowing this guy was trying to guilt trip me into coming over to his house. Mind you, it was approximately 3 a.m. in the morning, which made the thought of going that much more absurd. I tell him, "Sir, if we can arrange this for tomorrow, it would be much more convenient for me."
"Kid, John, listen. If you come right now, I will pay you double. $600. Take it or leave it."
Whether the man was bribing me or not, I unwisely took the bait. I ended up saying, "I'm on my way. I'll be there in about a half an hour," while simultaneously getting off the bus to call an Uber. I ended up getting dropped off at the address provided within the flyer and immediately began second-guessing my decision. While standing in front of the house, I get a call on my cell phone. It was from an unknown number again. I answer it and say, "Hello?"
"Hey, Johnny, can you see me?"
No, sir. Where are you?"
"Look at the window."
"I'm looking at it, but I don't see you, sir."
"Look a bit closer. I'm looking dead at you."
Where, sir?"
I get startled by a firm grasp on my shoulder.
"Oh, I'm sorry, John. I didn't mean to scare you. I thought you could see my reflection in the window. Anyways, please allow me to show you inside my house."
Thank you, Philippe."
"You can call me Creep."
"Creep? Why would I call you Creep?"
"It's a nickname that my mom gave me as a young boy. All my close friends call me that, so I'd appreciate it if you did the same."
Okay, Philippe. I mean, Creep.
"I mean, we are technically friends now, right?"
Yeah, sure."
"Very well, then. Let me show you inside, John."
We end up going inside, and I can't help but notice the amount of dolls laying around his house. It honestly looked like he was a hoarder that had an obsession over dolls. I decided to ask him, "Why do you have so many dolls?"
"It's just a collection that I've accumulated from my childhood. Aren't they precious, John? I've built a special bond with these guys. I'll never feel alone again, you know?"
At this point, I was pretty convinced that the name Creep was actually his biological name due to the creepy vibes he was giving off. "I see. Well, what exactly does this job entail?"
"Well, for starters, my grandma and wife are unfortunately ill, so I have to take care of them since they're in bed all the time."
"If you don't mind me asking, what's wrong with them?"
"Well, my grandma has Parkinson's, so she's unable to function without my assistance. My wife sadly got into a tragic car accident after her dance rehearsal. She's pretty much paralyzed in her legs and can't walk, so I now have to take care of her as well."
"Oh, I'm sorry to hear that."
"She was so beautiful before the accident. I'm unbelievably lucky to be with such a beauty like her. We got married and had about 100 people there. It was the best wedding ever. Sorry if I'm getting carried away."
"No worries. What would you like me to do for now?"
"You can start by vacuuming the house. Just don't go inside the bedrooms, because that's going to disturb my grandma and wife's sleep."
A couple minutes later, I begin vacuuming the hallway upstairs. The bedroom doors were slightly open, so I could vaguely view the inside of it. I remember seeing a glimpse of a woman sleeping on a bed, which I assumed to be his wife. It was unfortunate to see her like that, as she was quite beautiful from what I was able to see. I noticed the man was in the other bedroom having a conversation with his grandma, so I continued vacuuming without drawing too much attention towards his direction.
"Have you been feeling better? Are you okay?"
The next part of the story is what sends chills down my spine. The man asked me to put the vacuum down and meet his grandma. As I approach the inside of the bedroom, I see a creepy life-size doll laying on the bed. I unhesitatingly ask him, "Where's your grandma?"
"John, don't be rude. This is my grandma."
I felt my heart fall to my stomach when he said that. I honestly wanted to get the hell out of there, but I didn't want to potentially put my life in danger, so I just went along with it and said, "Nice to meet you." He then said,
"My grandma thinks you're really handsome and you should come over more often."
Sure, I'll definitely come over more often."
"My grandma wants me to grab her some McDonald's. Why don't you continue vacuuming the place while I do that?"
Creep. The man then hands me an envelope and says,
"Here's your $600. Thanks for being there for us."
No problem." I then continue vacuuming the hallway as the man exits the house.
I need to get the hell out of here. This guy is a psycho.
As I drop the vacuum on the floor, I peeked inside the bedroom of where the man's wife was sleeping. To be honest, I felt really skeptical about leaving her there, so I shouted, "Ma'am, is everything okay? Can you hear me? Ma'am, are you okay? Can you hear me?"
She didn't say anything. She honestly looked like she was heavily sedated off the meds I saw on top of the nightstand.
I end up leaving the house and catching an Uber. I eventually make it home and remember the man had gave me the $600 in an envelope. Thank God I made it out of there. At least I made an easy $600. I open the envelope, only to see 6 pieces of paper. Each piece had a poorly drawn face with $100 written on it. I shouted in anger,
"What the hell is this?"
I contemplated on giving the man a piece of my mind, but I honestly didn't want any further conflict with this psycho. Just before heading to bed that night, I got a call from an unknown number. It was quite obvious that it was the creep, so I ignored it and never looked back. It's been a couple months since that creepy experience. I haven't gotten any more calls from that unknown number since. I was strolling around with my phone one day when I got a notification that someone followed me on Instagram. I noticed it was the creep from the avatar picture on his profile. I was pretty freaked out that he was able to track me down since he only knew my first name and we haven't contacted each other since. I noticed he had only one post, so I clicked it. It was a picture of the woman and the creep on the same bed. She looked sedated while wearing a wedding veil. The creep had his arm around her while there were hundreds of dolls surrounding the two. The caption read, "The best wedding an audience ever." She was so beautiful before the accident. I'm unbelievably lucky to be with such a beauty like her. We got married and had about 100 people there. It was the best wedding ever.